Hello?
So I did a direct call and that rang successfully.
Yeah.
That was basically an internal call.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. But that came through your Bria.
I can try calling from my cell phone while you're watching and see if that will come through or not. So should I hang up on you right now?
Yeah.
Or should I just try calling from my cell right now while we're on the line?
Oh, yeah, if you can, that's fine. Let's see. So I guess you have to change yourself to offline or something to make an outbound.
Wait, I'm sorry?
Do you make your calls right here where it says work offline through the virtual contact center? Is that where you do your calls?
No, I do them through, like, our system here. So we'll have, like, we'll pull someone up. I'll just show you really quick.
Oh.
And then I call here, and it connects, does it through Bria.
I see. So that could be added to the complexity. But all of you use the same thing.
But it still happens when I do the agent desktop.
Oh, okay. Like, yeah.
Oh, but I guess if we're on the line right now, then it will automatically go to voicemail, right?
Yeah, probably.
Is it showing a second call coming through?
I see something red blinking. Something's being offered. But I don't see it ringing your Bria. I see it on the agent desktop.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, let's see. Let's go back to, if you click on the Bria. And then, where was it? So Bria 4. I can't move. Let's see if I can move that. I can't quite see the very top left of your screen. You have services. Does it have anything in there? And then one of those drop downs, kind of the Bria drop down for the account?
No. Just preferences and then service preferences. Here it says outgoing account, Olivia Thomas.
Oh, account settings. If you go, okay. Yeah. Thank you. And then double click, please, where it says your name. There. Okay. And all right. And then if you click on, let's go to topology.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on none. That's usually okay. And then voicemail. Check for voicemail. So let's go to advanced. 320. Send people lives enabled. And is this Bria 4, do you know?
Let me see. It says Bria 4 up there.
Let me see if I can look at the Bria 4 settings user guide real quick just to confirm. So you said it's never really worked well.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a newer computer?
It is, let me tell you. System report. Where would I find that?
Okay.
The Mac Mini.
That's fine.
I don't know.
So the advanced tab that you have, re-register every 300 seconds. Minimum time 20, max 180.
I don't see max 180. I don't see max anywhere.
Okay. Let's go from the Bria menu to soft phone preferences.
So I cancel this?
Yeah, cancel that one and go back to in the Bria itself.
Preferences.
Yep. And then we want to go to audio codecs. Audio, do you see audio codec under preferences?
Yeah, it's already
set.
That's
U and A, that's right, okay. And let's go to devices. Okay, default device. Is there anything available in this drop down? Is that your correct headset, Logitech?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then if you click on test devices, see what happens.
Hello? Yeah, it looks good.
Okay, so that's good. And then let's go back to audio again. See audio. Speakerphone mode shouldn't matter. All right, so we did that. Everything looked okay. Let me look again at the technical requirements. So you've had these issues. And let's look at your agent profile. Let's see. Cues.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, it sounded like it dropped for a second.
Oh, it does show you have you have a direct agent access enabled. So do some people call like a main number and then dial your extension 942 or something?
No, I don't have an extension. Or there might be a main number and I have an extension, but I don't know what my extension is. I just use my direct line mainly when I talk to customers.
Okay.
But there is a main line with an extension.
All right. Let's see. How can we try to replicate the issues you were having? I can see your screen.
I mean, I guess how do we replicate it when I'm on the phone with you? Because do you want to call my cell phone and I can talk to you on my cell phone and then we can try... Yeah. I can try showing you while we're sharing the screen what happens while I call different customers.
Yeah, that sounds good. What's the number?
It's my cell phone is 858-707-5450.
Okay, 858-707-5450. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll call you on that number in just a moment then.
Okay.
All right, so I guess we can hang up that call.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Okay.